everyone. Welcome back to the Soundtrack Review. This is our penultimate show for this semester.
No!
Tears. We're all very upset.
It's sad. It's been a good show.
It has been a great show. Already. We've played one song. So if you guys haven't guessed, this week is Footloose. We're basing it on the 1984 film. So the
absolute
original
classic.
It was really good. I watched it for the first time yesterday.
I've seen this film countless numbers of times because I think I'm pretty sure there's someone in my life who absolutely adores it, and I can't remember who. It might be my mum, but I can't actually remember. But there's someone who was very influential and made me watch it, and aww, I've seen it so many times, and I just love it. It's way better than that version they made in like
2011.
That one just didn't come through, not at all.
No, really?
No.
Ooh, guess I might have to watch the most recent one and then give my views on it.
Yeah.
But no, I really liked the story of this. So it's basically about a guy called Ren who is from Chicago and then moves to this small town. And basically, like, dancing and rock music have been banned. Like, can you imagine that?
It's a bit of an odd plot, isn't it? You don't see that every day where you come to a town where music has been banned.
And it's just in this town as well. So as soon as you go past the border, it's fun.
Yeah.
Play all the music you want, dance.
Bit of a miserable little town.
Very.
Yeah. It's a bit like Prohibition with music.
Yeah. It completely explains why most of the teenagers on there are quite rebellious.
Yeah. Because I feel like almost it just backfires, doesn't it? People seem to listen to it more.
Just
when it gets
they
taken
can't
away from them.
Yeah. It's all very intense.
It is.
So one of the first, like, big scenes that happened was, there's like two cars. Let's imagine this. So I'm going to put you guys in the picture. There's two cars and a girl's trying to get from one onto the other. And you know when you're like straddling something? Well, that is happening right now and they're about to get hit by a truck and oh my goodness, it is so scary. Charlie, do you want to tell us more about that? Because I'm still traumatised.
Just caution, do not try this at home because I've seen Footloose so many times and this scene never fails to stress me out. But basically, the main female protagonist, Ariel, is one of these rebellious characters.
Very.
Can't listen to music. Very, like, prim and proper town. So what do? You just do things that you're not supposed to. And this involves going from one truck into another, but kind of remaining. Imagine you have one foot in one of the trucks and one foot in the other, and there is another truck coming towards you.
It's just scary.
Not good at all. Do
that
not try
girl,
this at home.
Honestly, that girl definitely gets around.
She gets around.
Oh yeah? What does she get out of it?
Everything that she needs.
Like you'd know.
Well, she'd like you to think she was born yesterday. With her innocent looks and her little town away. When she's smiling at me, she's got angels in her eyes. But I see how she moves and this girl really cooks. She taught me some tricks you can't learn in books. And I'm starting to think she's a devil in disguise. The girl gets around. She knows what she likes. I got what she needs. Wait till tonight.
Just wait. We'll both make our moves. Yeah, we'll come a song.
So this song is played while she's trying to get from one car into another truck. Oh, very, very stressful.
The girl gets around from truck to truck, apparently. Nice little pun there.
So funny.
Yeah.
Now this next song is I wouldn't say it's mine and Charlie's favourites, but it's one of them. It's quite high
of
the soundtrack.
It definitely ranks high for me, and it's not even like a paramount song in it or the well-known one.
I think it's more the scene. So whilst this song is playing, it's called Dancing the Sheets, you just see what everyone's doing. They're all listening to, like, the radio or something, like, doing their own little thing, flipping burgers in the back of a kitchen.
Just dancing around outside, in the bars, in the diners.
But as you can tell, since, like, rock music and everything is banned, well, the name of this song is Dancing in the Sheets, and, yeah, that's quite suggestive.
Make of it what you will.
And so, yeah, here is Dancing in the Sheets, another great song from Footloose.
I
or maybe you don't like the beat. I got a two-track playing in my head, so let me take it somewhere else instead.
Dancing in the sheets, dancing in the sheets.
Grab your coat and wave goodbye to your friend. Sweep you off of your feet.
That was Dancing in the Sheets.
Love that song. I was actually just saying to Shrainy how I really feel like that song kind of sets the scene for the plot to come. Like, you're in a town where music is totally banned, and I don't know why, but I feel like that song really, like, highlights how people are kind of listening to music on the sly. Because mm-hmm. that song, it's not very loud. It doesn't have a sort of peak or climax to it. And, like, the whole kind of, like, thought of, like, sort of... Even the name, like, Dancing in the Sheets, kind of implies a kind of air of, like, secretness, if that's a word.
No, so, I definitely agree. As soon as you pointed it out, I was just like, oh, that's very true.
I think it because fits the mood.
The song by itself, it's not that... Like, if you just heard it, you wouldn't be like, oh my god, what is that song? Yeah. What song is playing right now?
It's just all quite shady.
Very shady. Shady is the perfect word for yeah. it. Another thing I didn't actually mention before is... When Footloose's soundtrack was, like, released as an album, so this was in 1984, it reached number one on the US Billboard 200 chart, so in April 1984, and stayed until June 30th.
I'm not surprised by that at all. Not at all. Because I feel like, as well as being, like, an amazing movie, it really, like, brings out what, like, 80s music was all about. Like, it's kind of like the era of, like, big, like... discotheque music mm-hmm. and like to bring out a film about how music is banned and stuff. I thought it worked really well.
And
not
Ren's
surprised.
Like fighting an uphill battle, isn't he?
He is.
We didn't mention, so if you guys haven't watched it, Ariel, who's like the like defiant teen, as it has been said, she's actually the daughter of Reverend Shaw Moore. So it's her father that has actually banned rock music and dancing and
the bad guy.
Awkward. Very awkward. So the next song we've got, Charlie, do you want to tell us about this scene?
Yeah. Again, in a town where, like, rebellious activity is banned, obviously you're going to do rebellious things. So the next song is Holding Out for a Hero. Again, it's kind of a difficult scene to kind of explain. It's quite an odd scene, but basically... The character Chuck and Ren, like, obviously there's going to be two people that clash terribly in a movie, and in this case it is Ren and Chuck, and they basically challenge each other to a game of chicken, where the first one to chicken out of something, but they use tractors as what you're chickening out of. So basically, on one side of a dirt track is Ren, and the other side is Chuck. They're both in a tractor, and they're coming towards each other, and it was the first person to basically steer off the track before colliding. And in the background, you hear this wonderful tune, Howling Out for a Hero. It is a great tune.
And where are all the gods?
Yeah!
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
I'd like to know.
Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night, I toss and I turn.
Ooh.
And I dream of what I need. I need a hero.
Holding Out for a Hero. For some strange reason, that's not actually quite the one that's played in the film. So
yeah, it's not actually the original track, but same song.
Same song.
Same vibe. Can you imagine playing a game of chicken to that, Shreini?
I don't know if I can actually ever imagine myself on a tractor.
I definitely would not engage in a game of chicken that involves, like, moving vehicles. There is a lot of danger involved in this film with moving vehicles. There seems to be, like, a pattern emerging here.
At the start of, like, before they're on this, like, chicken tractor thing, Ren actually asks, oh, has anyone died from this? And people are like, ah, only one, you'll be fine. Like, come on.
Yeah, blasé about it.
So it's quite, it is very funny. So like we said before, they all want to get rid of this no dancing law just because they want to have a senior prom. So that's quite sweet, isn't
it? That is understandable. Imagine having a senior prom where dancing and music were not allowed.
It'd be terrible. So, like, Ariel Willard, who is Ren's, like, pretty much best friend there, and Rusty, they all go... So Ren takes them all to this country bar just outside, like, the little town, and kind of, like, to experience, it says, the joy and freedom of dancing. But, unfortunately, Willard can't actually dance, so... He's just kind of sitting and watching everyone whilst Hurt So Good by John Cougar's playing.
Good tune.
And this is, I want to dance to this song. So guys, enjoy and please tweet us in at This Is LSR. Like, have you danced to this song before? Tell us something.
Like you.
That's how, so good.
Aww. We were just saying how much I can imagine like country dancing to that song. It seems like a really good one for just kind of like line dancing type thing.
Yeah. I really want to go dancing. I wish that was still like a bigger thing.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're not as big on that kind of thing nowadays.
It's going to have to make a comeback.
It's going
to
make a comeback. Maybe this show will encourage everyone to...
2016 is the year.
Yeah, get dancing, everyone.
Shirley will take over the world.
Oh, we will. It's going to happen.
So this is, and Charlie and I completely agree on this, like 100%, that this is 100% the best song on the track.
Best song, best scene, in my opinion.
It is great. So here, Ren is trying to teach...
Willard. Sorry.
I was about to call him Willis, actually. Don't worry.
Problems.
So Ren's trying to teach Willard how to dance, because like we said before, he doesn't actually know. And so he doesn't dance when they're taken to that country bar. And so anyway, at this point, it's a really, really cute scene. And guys, if you haven't seen the movie, I recommend you do, purely for this one scene, where Ren's teaching Willard how to dance. Let's hear it for the boy. Little shout out to our station manager Helena, who is banging some moves.
She's having a great time.
She's
out
having
there.
Such a good time.
We're glad you like it. What a tune.
Absolute banger. I don't think I've ever used that to describe a song before, but that here we go, guys.
Such a good tune. We're having such a great time.
It is definitely the best song on that soundtrack. Even definitely. If Footloose is good, just let's hear it for the boys. Great.
That's an amazing song anyway. Shout out to Denise Williams.
Oh, we love you.
We love you.
We love you so much. So unfortunately, it's the end of our show now. No. We've got one more song to play.
A very good tune as well.
Very good song.
Very emotional. Very moving.
It's just so deep.
It is.
This is almost paradise. And guys, we're here same time next week. And we will be reviewing.
I don't know.
I thought we would. Okay, we will be reviewing, I think, Bridget Jones.
I didn't know if it's been clarified yet or not. So I'm unsure on it. But we think we'll be reviewing Bridget Jones.
Or Hercules. Shirley's going to have a fight over it.
There'll be a knockdown, so get ready. One of us may not be here.
Dreams belong to other men. 'Cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again.
I feared my heart would beat in secrecy. I faced the nights alone. Well, how could I have known that all my life I owned? Almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
I thought that perfect love to find. I'd almost given up. You must have read my mind.
And all those dreams I saved for a rainy day, they're finally coming true. I share them all with you, 'cause now we hold.